Amen. Good morning, Hope College. The Lord be with you. Happy Monday. So glad you're here. I want to introduce a lovely young woman all the way from Zeeland, Michigan, Tate Van Eck. Tate is a first-year student here. She's thinking about nursing. And if you want to ask her about something that will bring a smile to her face, I suggest you ask her about Honduras. She is here this morning to read the word of the Lord to us from 1 Timothy 1, verses 18 through 20.
Starts in verse 18. I am giving you these instructions, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, having faith and a good conscience. By rejecting conscience, certain persons have suffered shipwreck in the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have turned over to Satan, so that they may learn not to blaspheme.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Tate. We have left the high and holy country of grace and gratitude, and Paul is now back to giving instructions to Timothy. And because Paul is a good teacher, he knows that often instructions taste a little better if there is an image or an analogy to hold on to. Did you pick up in these verses the suggestion of navigation? Paul invites us, I think, to consider ourselves this morning as navigators. Navigators. That's what we are. I have had the privilege of talking to a number of students here, and especially first-year students, and I know that you all are navigating this brave new world of Hope College. Are you not? Whew. For many of you, you are navigating these uncharted waters of classes and professors and academic expectations. You are navigating new roommates, new lifestyles, new eating. Is anyone else intimidated by Phelps Hall? You are navigating new identity, new relationships, new fashion, new worship, new patterns, new practices, new schedules. You are navigators. Now, Paul was writing to Timothy, his young brother and protege, and both these men were well aware that Timothy was navigating some difficult waters. Timothy was called by God to pastor and proclaim the good news of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ as him as the way and the truth and the only life. And yet Timothy was finding that being obedient to this call was not easy. In his ministry setting in the city of Ephesus, Timothy was dealing with, we've already talked about, false teaching and shady doctrine, unholy living. He and his congregation were wrestling with deep questions about Christian witness in secular society. Paul says plainly, this is a fight, Timothy. It's a good fight, and there is glory in this fight, but you have got to navigate this fight well. So Paul here has some instructions, some recommendations for his brother Timothy. Really, the whole book is a list of glorious recommendations, but today we're going to talk about just two. Did you hear them? Good conscience and faith. When you are navigating, these are things worthy of holding on to. First, let's talk about good conscience. Paul says that God has given us a conscience, an internal compass, if you will, for navigation. One of my favorite New Testament scholars, N.T. Wright, puts it like this. He says, the Creator God has implanted in the human heart this conscience, a small but significant witness to the way humans are to live. Our conscience is a mysterious little voice inside each of us, telling us the right or wrong way to go. Paul says, Timothy, when you are navigating this brave and difficult new world, do not forget your God-given conscience. Listen to it. Remember Jiminy Cricket? Jiminy Cricket offered Pinocchio the sage advice. Always let your conscience be your guide. Unfortunately, our conscience is not always reliable. It may be influenced wrongly. It is susceptible to fancy and fluctuation and the taint of sin and brokenness, as everything else is. There are times when our conscience even is speaking to us and speaking loudly, and we choose not to listen. Paul gives here the example of two Christian brothers, two leaders in the church, Hymenaeus and Alexander, who have rejected conscience, and now have suffered shipwreck in the faith. Conscience is a help in navigation, to be sure, but conscience alone is not enough to bring us to safe harbor. And so we need to add to that faith. Faith tells us ultimately that we are not alone on these rough seas. Faith tells us that there is a God who made us and who is remaking us and has given us the gift of new life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Faith tells us to be strong and courageous in the grace of Jesus Christ, that amazing grace. Were you here on Friday that President Voskel boasted on? This gift of salvation that we do not earn or achieve, we just receive. In our navigation, faith calls us to reach out and hold on to God and find there that He is the one holding on to us. You are navigators, and I pray for you. I pray for you, blue skies and calm waters. But we know, right? We know hurricanes blow. Rough seas are ahead. So I want to let you in on a secret. On the dark days and the daunting days, here's what I do. I rehearse. I bring to memory another navigational story. Do you remember that evening? That evening when Jesus and the disciples came to the lake. They had longed to be free for a time from the crowd that was always pressing in. And so they found a boat. And they ventured out onto the water. But soon after departing, a wind arose, a storm. And the waves beat the boat so much that it began to fill with water. And the danger was real. The disciples feared for their lives. All the while, Jesus slept. I love that. I love that the Lord of creation was at the front of the boat sleeping. Finally, the brothers cried, "Teacher, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And so he woke. He, Jesus, rebuked the wind and the sea until the waters lost her fury and it was dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Where is your faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey?" Navigators. That is the question to us this morning. Where is your faith? We are liable to put our trust and our hope and our confidence in any number of things, but oh, be careful. They can lead to shipwreck. There is one. There is one, and I recommend that you place your faith in him, the one who even the wind and seas obey. Amen. Go in peace, Hope College.